The floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of my delegation, I would like to thank the Troika, Bahamas, Bangladesh, and Rwanda, and the Secretariat for the compilation of the recommendations of the working group. I would also like to take this opportunity to extend my sincere thanks to all delegations that engaged in this process and presented recommendations. My delegation believes that recognition of the objective assessment of Eritrea's situation and progress in its given reality, and even more, the better understanding of its challenges, is an inspiration to redouble efforts and promote progressive transformation leading to change within the existing available resources. The attainment of full enjoyment of human rights is an important aim that will continue to develop further. For decades, the effort has been to establish a society proud of its history, social harmony, and responsible participation, where citizens progressively enjoy a better life and future. This remains the main future task in the fulfillment of human betterment ideals. As repeatedly raised by most delegates, the recent rapprochement between Eritrea and Ethiopia has opened new opportunities and hopes to the people of the Horn of Africa region. In this respect, the measures taken to close the chapter of the last 20 years of hostilities remains a landmark in the history of both countries and the region. However, time, resources, organization, and deeper commitment will be made to take it to a viable stage. Eritrea reaffirms its commitment on regional peace, security, and development of the Horn region. Mr. President, the human rights-centered development path that Eritrea has followed is a central issue in nation building. Like any other state, Eritrea faces challenges in all sectors, including in the human rights areas, which the government continuously works to address, but there is no human rights crisis in Eritrea. Nevertheless, continuous efforts will be made to strengthen the internal dynamics of the nation and expand and consolidate engagement and international cooperation to further make progress that reflects enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms. To conclude, Mr. President, I would like to inform you that my government will make an assessment of the recommendations and will provide its response to the working group at the latest by the 41st session of the Human Rights Council. I thank you, Mr. President.